Previously on the Tony Kornheiser Show.
What else?
I have one more story for you, Mr. Tony. This is a headline. We obviously have to do this on Friday. Naked man seen punching cars at Publix in Vero Beach.
Publix are beautiful supermarkets.
Yes.
They're open and airy and the
wide aisles.
The aisles are so wide.
Great fried chicken.
You know, it's
good lighting. Great lighting.
And you know what they do? They always bag your groceries and they'll take them to your car and they refuse tips.
They're very, very. Do you get a call, Gene?
Yeah, go ahead and take it.
Just take it. You know, take your call.
Yeah. It came in on my iPad, which nobody knows that number.
The Tony Kornheiser Show is on now.
All righty, then. We are live at Chatter at the corner of Wisconsin and Jennifer Streets in Upper Northwest D.C. in Friendship Heights. So we're having some construction done. We're having the bricks relaid outside. And so the normal way you come in, you have to come in the next entrance. We don't want to discourage people because we have a big crowd for breakfast.
I thought the restaurant was closed when I walked up.
It looks like it's closed. We need to get the brickwork done with all due dispatch. And if we don't get the brickwork done with all due dispatch, we're not going to pay for it. Because if it makes it look like we're closed, you're not doing us a favor.
Might I suggest we hang the chalkboard out front and just say we're open during construction?
Yeah, we should do that. We'll tell Ron and Liz that we should hang that says we're open during construction. We have Chris Saliza, we have Gary Braun, we have Michael Kornheiser. Nigel is here to run the board and do the news. And we have a variety of guests, including, I think most important to me, Amtrak Nick is here.
Is that right?
Right. Nick is here, and Nick is...
Condolences, Nick.
Nick can explain to people what it was like getting texts from me on the train from Southern Pines as I did play-by-play for the hours that we were on the train.
Now we're stopping.
Being stuck behind the CSX freight thing.
Ugh.
As Nick had explained to me earlier before I got on the train, he said it's like Sam Bradford is your quarterback. Some days Sam Bradford goes out there and he completes 80% of his passes, which is why he was the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
And some days he's a human ace bandage and can't do anything for you.
Yeah.
I happen to get this train on bandage Saturday. Okay? On Sunday, the train was on time. On Friday, the train was on time when I was on it, not on time. But I had a good time. Matt is in the audience. Happy birthday to Matt. Matt is from Lynbrook. And went to Lynbrook High School.
Oh, wow. That's where Howie Braun attended
Matt's
high school.
Far younger than I, so I don't like Matt.
Yeah, no.
So Lynbrook Owls.
Reminds you of your mortality.
The Lynbrook Owls. Henry is here. Henry, the math teacher.
That's
Gretchen
right.
is here.
Yes.
Gretchen, the Latin teacher.
Yes.
Wardaka Brett is here to drive Gary to the golf tournament later that Ron and Elizabeth are going to play in. And Ron's dad, Ron Sr., is here, and his friend Kevin is here, and they came over for dinner last night. And I think that concludes the friendship portion of the show.
So
we've dumped the second mailbag, and we now just take the friendship.
Was last night, everything was going well. Ron had cooked gnocchi, and he had cooked meatballs, and everything was good. And around 8:15, I got tired, and at my age, I said, okay, everybody go now.
Everybody out.
And Ron Sr. hadn't even finished a glass of wine. That's just the way
Sorry.
It goes.
That sounds like a him problem.
That was, you know.
You done with this? As he takes it from him and pours it down the sink?
I was just ready to go to sleep at a ridiculously early hour. Now, we are going to start with the playoffs in both hockey, not that much, and basketball, more to the point of the basketball playoffs. I would just say this, and because we have some people from the Philadelphia area who were upset that the Flyers were knocked out last night. The Flyers were not just not. The Penguins beat them 4-2, which is not crushing on any level because the Flyers won two games. Here are the goals the Penguins scored in their four wins: 7-5, 5-8. Snowman, 8. I mean, the Penguins are good.
Yes.
When the Capitals beat Columbus, which they will, when they beat Columbus, they will get Pittsburgh. If they beat Pittsburgh, that's a great, great win. The odds are they're not going to beat Pittsburgh. In the West, every series is over. 2-4 loves, a 4-1, and a 4-2. Everything is over in the West. That concludes the hockey portion.
Did you see,
excellent.
Almost
good
concludes.
Summary.
Did you see the Flyers fan reaction to that when they just they just littered the ice?
Well, eight. They got eight.
They just started
in a playoff game.
So the eighth was an empty netter. It was 7-5, and they just started chucking everything that wasn't nailed down onto the ice in true Philly fan fashion. It was beautiful.
You would think that they would have mellowed out after winning the national championship and the Super Bowl.
You would think,
but, I guess
but no. That's what they do.
Are you aware that Nuvi? Is
Michael Neuwirth?
Michael Neuwirth is the Philadelphia goalie.
Of course. The guy who used to be with the Cats?
Yeah, Tony and I were talking about that Friday. Tony
I only know that because I was on a JetBlue flight back from Kiowa yesterday during the game.
When you know what?
What?
When are you getting Michael and I to Kiowa with your boys?
That's the question.
Dan Fisher is ready, willing, and able to do this. Do you want to do it in July or August? Can we do that?
No, it's got awful hot there.
Yeah, thanks. It's hot.
He's going to take you in August.
Yeah. You think it's less hot in July than August?
We see what you're doing.
He'll
get you an air conditioned cart in February.
Trust me, we should go down there. We can talk off air about the various accoutrements that Dan Fisher has.
I want to go. But yes, Michael's got travel problems.
Michael's got a lot going on. You can come down and we'll play.
Let me just say, prostitutes have nothing on Dan Fisher's.
2020.
Right? Is that what you meant when you said there is a
I mean, absolutely not. 2021, the PGA is at the Ocean Course.
Right.
So it's, which I played
on
Saturday.
2018. I can't wait. I might not
120
be here.
What?
2021.
I
can't get out of my own shadow.
Minimum 150.
Fantastic.
Minimum.
Fantastic.
It might have been 200.
That's great.
Double
the caddies. The caddies were actively laughing at me.
Basketball playoffs. The Cleveland Cavaliers, who appeared after Game 3, when they blew a 22-point first half lead, they appeared done, even with the best player in the world, LeBron James. But they're not done because they have the best player in the world in LeBron James, who got 32 and 13. They won the two games Cleveland has won are by 3 and by 4. And the drama in this series is I think this is fair to say now, the absurd and bordering on crazy behavior of Lance Stephenson.
He's crazy.
He's out there.
I'm not sure that he should be allowed on the floor. What is he doing?
He and LeBron have that long-running feud.
From when he blew in his ear.
Right. You know? And so I don't know if it's crazy or crazy like a fox. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. Is this all just a strategy
to try to get in? It's not working. I think LeBron had 32 and 14 last night.
32 and 13.
Yeah.
And seven assists, and he played 46 minutes. And here is a question to ask, and because the answer is someplace that we don't want to go. For years and years and years, LeBron's been the best player pretty much since he walked into the league, and Michael Jordan began to fall a little bit, and Kobe Bryant began to fall a little bit. LeBron's been the greatest player in basketball for a long time. Traditionally, he takes 2 weeks off during the middle of the year to rest. To rest in Miami, even though he doesn't live in Miami anymore. To rest and enjoy himself while the season is going on. He does that. This year he played all 82 for the first time. And he may be better than ever and stronger than ever. And you need to ask yourself, how's this possible? And the answer is a place we don't want to go, because it is something it's Tom Brady and it's LeBron James, it's private trainers, and God only knows what is being dispensed. You know, you just...
Cutting-edge technology, Tom.
But, I mean, you have to say to yourself, these guys are actually better than they've ever been at an age where everyone else is getting worse.
And not breaking down.
This is the thing that I find more amazing than anything about LeBron, and not to jinx him because I love watching him, but he has never sustained any...
Serious injury.
Not even season ending, but like 25, 30, 40 game ending.
So maybe he has a freakish body. Obviously, he does have a freakish body. But I'm just going to suggest this, that at some point, your sensibility has to move up to what is going on medicinally. Many of the things that athletes are barred from taking, we take every day to keep us alive. These are very good for us. And we take this, we arbitrarily take this small part of the population and we say, no, you can't use this. And I wonder about that. I wonder about the ethics of that. Why can't everybody use everything? Why not? Why is that banned?
Give me an example of something that you would take every day that they would be banned from taking. I'm not saying it doesn't exist.
I just, yeah. Meldonium, which I take on breakfast.
Or that's true. And deer antler spray.
There's
a
variety of steroids and steroid compounds that almost everyone takes all the time.
Okay.
And if it shows up in your blood test or your urine test and you're an athlete, you're going to be banned. And I've been for that for a long period of time. And now part of me wonders what's really the difference?
Sort of
these are superhuman people. Let them be superhuman.
I mean, I totally. If it's something that is legal.
I'm not saying he takes, but he's so much better this year than he's ever been.
Well, he is better at this age than we thought. He has been outstanding for 15 years.
If you want to say that it's cutting edge technology, then why don't all great athletes employ personal trainers like this and spend money? Because here's what happens. Let's say it costs you, I don't know, let's take a high number. Let's say to get a personal trainer, it costs you $200,000 a year. That's a very high number. Not to an athlete.
Not at all.
Not to an athlete making $20 million. It's nothing. And if it can get you to the next contract, it's $100 million. So why wouldn't you do it? And by the way, why would you trust the team? Why would you think the team, more so than your personal trainer, has your personal interest at heart? So this is a story. This is ongoing with Tom Brady. And it's going to be ongoing with a lot
LeBron,
of people.
I'm just looking at his game logs here. There was the 2011-12 season. I guess he was injured where he only played 62 games in Miami. But other than that, one game of 69, everything else 70 or more over 15 seasons.
And that's with that's with the break that
Listen
he
to
takes.
This. 15 seasons. He has averaged 76 games a season and 39 minutes a game.
He's great.
Olympics.
Let me say this about him being done. He's not done. They're not done. And we'll talk to Wilbon later. And I'm sure.
No, we're not. We're on our own. Wilbon has left us.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, if Wilbon were here, we would ask him because
Wilbon's on a flight.
That team. And I'm a LeBron fan. I don't see that team making a deep run. I mean, it just seems to me like it's a bunch of guys standing around watching LeBron do everything he can do by himself.
This is interesting because you'd have to say who is going to make a deep run. The Wizards, just even their series, they got better after Bradley Beal fouled out of the game. John Wall was great. John Wall had 27 and 14. That series is even at 2. And if there's anything that is obvious, it is that Kyle Lowry is not quite as good as advertised in the playoffs. And they don't have anything. Just like the Wizards have two guys in the back, that's what Toronto has.
Yeah.
And they don't have anybody up front that scares you at all. And that's a team that finished first. Milwaukee, just even their series against Boston, a series I thought Milwaukee would win easily, they just even that series. Milwaukee's got a couple of really good players, but they don't have anybody other than a couple of really good players. And the fourth series in the East is Philadelphia. And Philadelphia has looked great against Miami's a weak team. They don't have anything. Philadelphia has looked great, but you really don't want to put a lot of money down on a team that has never been in the playoffs before and then wins a series, and you wonder, are they then satisfied there? So the comeback question to you is, who do you like in the East?
Yeah, I'm actually looking up the odds. I don't want any of those teams.
Okay.
I don't know that there's a favorite. I wonder what the odds are, but I'd take the Sixers, I think.
You would take the Sixers?
Yeah, I mean, just depending on what the odds are. I mean, if they're 2-1,
of the odds are with the Sixers. One of the odds is that Joel Embiid will hurt himself because he's sort of cultish out there. He literally falls down a lot. He does not yet have control of his body. Now, when Embiid and Simmons are on the court, they're the two best players on the court, just about, not all the time, but just about all the time.
But
I don't think you can count on them.
Which is
not
why
yet.
I would go with them. Boston doesn't have enough, nearly.
No, they don't.
Right.
The West has good teams.
Yeah, but
I am delighted to say this, and I'm almost glad Wilbon's not here because he would come back and say something else. I am so delighted to say that Utah beat Oklahoma City and that playoff P is now down 2-1 with Oklahoma City. A guy who anoints himself as a great player,
even though
he's never, ever made a game-winning shot. You know, I find myself rooting against Paul Pierce.
Did you see...
I root for Russell Westbrook, though, because he's furious.
Speaking of Russell, did you see his comments about Ricky Rubio after Ricky Rubio's triple-double?
Said he'd get him again.
Can't repeat
Yeah, he said he get, he's not going to do that.
He can't repeat
exactly. He tore me off, but that isn't going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
By the way, I have the odds for the teams in the East to make the finals. The Raptors 5-4. 76ers 2-1 odds.
2-1
is
5-4. They can't beat. Stop.
Right. No, Cavaliers 18-5.
Probably a good bet at 18-5, despite everything I said.
Then the Pacers 15-1. Celtics 20-1. Wizards coming in at 75-1.
How can that be if they've just won two games in a row against the 5-4 favorite?
Not sure.
How can that be?
This is the
who's making these
let's
odds?
Let's get in on that.
The guys in Vegas, I guess.
they don't watch basketball.
Now, perhaps this might have been taken at before these series started, but that's where it is right now.
Minnesota won a game. They beat Houston. I don't take them seriously. San Antonio won a game. They beat Golden State, and I don't take them seriously either. I take Houston and Golden State seriously, unless Steph Curry doesn't get back.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to beat Houston without Curry, and they may not beat Houston if Curry is hobbled. Which, sometimes happens.
And I believe it's the same injury for Curry that he had in the finals 2 years ago. Remember 2 years ago in the finals, he injured himself and he was only about 50%.
Wasn't 2 years ago was the year that Draymond Green cost them the championship.
Correct. That's right. Yeah. And it's apparently the same injury. So there's some concern that even if he comes back, he's not.
So we got through that, and now normally in the next segment we would talk to Wilbon, and he would refute every intelligent thing that we've said. But we don't have Wilbon today, so we don't have to worry about that.
So what happened there?
What happened where?
With Wilbon.
Wilbon is flying. Wilbon was in San Antonio last night. He's going to Phoenix today. Of course he's going to Phoenix, because he has a house in Phoenix.
Right.
He has a house in a lot of...
Does he fly a lot?
Yeah, just almost all the time. All right, so we will take a break, and when we come back, I will tell a story about losing keys and panicking instead of Michael Wilbon. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
This is the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is the SeatGeek ad. Buying tickets can be complicated and confusing, but there's a better way to buy, and that is with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event. Whether you're searching for a last-minute deal, planning a night out with friends, or you need to find the perfect gift, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, and they're fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like being there in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. Chris knows this for a fact because he has used the SeatGeek app.
I was watching the Nats, to my chagrin, lose a game that they should not have lost last night. They got a great effort from Jeremy Hellickson. Sammy Solis is in the hard to watch category. And I was pointing out to my wife, there I am. I sat right down there. I'd urge people, if you have not seen...
Did you sit next to Larry King and Mary Hart?
Yes. No.
Okay.
If you've not been,
said both yes and no.
Yeah,
there.
It was that a no. Hard. That's a strong no. Tom.
Okay. Okay.
If you've not been to Chavez Ravine, go on SeatGeek. If you're out in LA, and go. It is an awesome place to see a game.
SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed. You can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, from sports and concerts to comedy and theater. And best of all, listeners to this high-quality podcast and people on it, like Chris Saliza, get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Download the SeatGeek app, that's SeatGeek, SeatGeek app, and enter the promo code Tony today, that is promo code Tony, for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
You're listening to the Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is sent by Gary J. Hoffman. Said a friend of mine heard the segment from the show about driving to the Masters in South Carolina, and the movie Deliverance came to mind. I have the perfect original song for that called Paddle Faster, sort of a sequel to Deliverance. I wrote it after I moved out to Charlestown, West Virginia, just for fun. Also, any littles in Front Royal Warrenton area can catch a cool show of mine, the Blue Country Revival at Griffin Tavern, Virginia, this coming Saturday.
Yeah.
So we missed it.
We missed it.
Or we could see him at Loudoun Station Farmers Market in the morning. So we missed on this guy.
Came in too late.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I like it, though.
We have some mail to talk about from Craig McQuillan, who is a groomer. He says, Dear Dr. Hoff, please accept this tribute as thanks for many years of laughs and information for life. I'd also like to invite you and Michael for the 13th annual Fog Dog Golf Tournament to be held in March 2019 at a venue to be announced in New South Wales, Australia. And we have an Australian with us.
Right.
If the 20-hour flight is too much, Royal Caribbean Cruises offers an 18-day cruise from Seattle to Sydney. If that's too much, at least loyal little Darren McElwain of Singapore will be happy to hear his tournament mentioned. That's from Craig McQuillan, who sent us the fabulous licorice.
Yeah, the Daryl licorice.
We have a letter from Ryan Mahan in Springfield, Illinois. Mm-hmm. I hear you're looking for winning game pieces. This is your lucky day. Behold, a free donut from Dunkin' Donuts. And this required more work than just fending off, finding the winner. One had to know trivia, and one had to be able to read well enough to scratch off the right circle. Please accept this as my donation for the hours of joy and laughter everybody has brought. This is Jamie McGinnis. But hurry, because it expires in... this is from Ryan Mahan, rather. It expires on May 1st. We have a wedding announcement, the 28th of April. So that's coming up this weekend, right? The 28th of April. Mr. and Mrs. Scott Myers request the honor of your presence at the marriage of their daughter, Jordan Elizabeth, to James Douglas McGinnis. And this is going to be in Hoover, Alabama. The note on the back says, you and the gang, well, everyone except Saliza are invited. Yep. Please let him know Notre Dame is still and always ahead of Georgetown in the U.S. News and World Report rankings so he can eat it. No. We have from
tough but fair.
Sam
Kravitz. Really doubled down.
I've been
a
loyal little for over 20 years. I was thrilled to make my pilgrimage to Chatter a few months back. Attaches a picture. You were kind enough to take it with my friend Rich and I. For a long time, I've wanted to shake your hand. Unfortunately, mine was broken a few weeks before. So instead, I was happy to receive your esteemed medical advice. You said to me, I hope your hand gets better. And sure enough, 6 weeks later, my hand is no longer broken.
Should have recommended the hamburger.
That's because I'm a doctor.
You're a doctor. Yeah, that's right.
You would kindly sign this picture and send it back in the enclosed envelope. So we have to get a special.
Yeah, we need like a Sharpie for that.
We also, what did we get from Wheeling, West Virginia?
A lot.
We got a lot because they're the official East Coast Hockey League team.
Greg
Dobbs in
here.
Auburn, Washington, not Auburn, Alabama. I'm sending a tribute of my favorite candy from Canada, Macintosh Toffee, for you and the gang. I was in Whistler, British Columbia during the discussion about Necco wafers and Sky Bars. Thought the gang might enjoy these. I've been listening since 1999 in all the various forms. So, okay, you smack them against a hard surface and then eat the smaller pieces. We gave them out. Did anybody try the candy yet?
Anyone try the toffee? It is 8 o'clock, after all.
What are you doing? I gave these out an hour ago.
We give it to you free, and this is how you repay us?
Here is the letter from the Wheeling Nailers. I'll refrain, but it is a cool logo.
For a couple of loyal littles, Wheeling, West Virginia, we present you with the best logo in all of sports. We hope to become the official ECHL hockey team of the podcast and close a variety of goodies, including a doll of our mascot for Bootsy and coasters for Chatter, La Cheeserie, Neil Tennant. He's a social media manager.
Bootsy will eat
it. It is a cool logo. I hadn't seen it. It's sort of
like... It is, but it's sort of scary.
Yeah,
the logo is cool, but
the logo is right out of the Bruce Willis...
Friday the 13th, or the Jason movies.
Yeah, but also...
Gary, did you see what's on the back of the jersey?
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I would,
we're giving this to Spike.
Oh, Spike is the mascot of the Wheeling Nailers.
I think, by the way, the best mascot is the Hartford Yard Goats. The minor league baseball team. It's a yard goat. Like a goat that eats your grass.
No, that's good.
Hike throughout the
Not
first
the
pitch for
Not the Rumble Ponies
them,
in Binghamton?
I do like Rumble Ponies. Yard goat, they've done a really good job at merchandising.
So
merchandising.
Here is what happened to me yesterday. This is the golf is excluded. We'll get to golf later. So I am playing golf. I'm at Robert Trent Jones, which is a lovely, lovely course. It's in Manassas, Virginia, in Gainesville, Virginia.
Right.
It's about an hour from my house to get out there.
With minimal traffic.
It must have been important for you to go out there.
It was.
Huh.
It was golf.
Who's the member?
I wonder who you were playing with.
Who's the member?
There's a member, and I went out with a member and a couple, but I'll get to that later. The important part is what happened to me in terms of my keys.
Always.
I have a new golf bag. The good people at Binghamton University, seeing that my old golf bag was really old, gave me a new golf bag and I flipped my clubs into it just this weekend. Just, in fact, Saturday after I played at Columbia, I took my old bag home and transferred my clubs to the new bag. When you get a new golf bag, for those of you who don't play golf, but I know that Michael will know
it's stressful.
You don't know where, the pockets are different.
Yeah.
You aren't used, there's like one or two more or one or two less. And they're, you don't have two on one. It's different, and it takes a certain acclimation. You have to get the lay of the land. I take out my money, and I take my car keys, and I put them in the pouch on the top right. Because every bag has a pouch on the top right.
The valuables pouch.
And that's the way I work when I go to play golf. So now I'm using a bag for the first time, and I feel I have done that. We stop hitting at the range. We go to play, and I'm on about 10 or 11, and I want to know where my keys. You know how you get these random moments when you're playing and you're distracted because you just got 7 on a par 3. You just put it in the water. 11 at RTJ is a very, very difficult par 3 with a tabletop green and a side facing that if you don't get it on the green, it rolls down into a terrible trap or into the water. In my case, I didn't get it on the green. It rolled down to a trap. I bladed it and sent it in the water. Now I ended up with a 7 on a par 3. And I was playing all right. And I cost our team that hole. And the guy I was playing with...
Not happy?
Not happy on that hole. Because we were falling behind in the match. Now, the good news is we tied it at the end. But we were falling behind. And so then I got distracted. And I wondered where my keys were. I don't know why I got to that point.
Yep.
But I wondered where, and then, so now I begin. Now we're going to the next hole. And now, now I'm looking through the pockets. And I look through the top right.
No, there.
There's no keys. And now I look through the bottom where the golf balls are. And there are no keys. And the other, I look through every single pouch. I believe there to be every single pouch. And I look through them. Including the one where you put your...
The full-length zipper.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Of course you wouldn't do that. So now we play 12.
Slow play
warning.
And
now I'm sort of panicked. And I guess I should mention who I played with because that would explain this particular story as to why there were Secret Service people on the course.
Oh. Donald J. Trump.
Wow. No, no.
Junior.
Yeah. So anyway.
Eric and Don.
So I go up.
It's a threesome.
So I don't mention to anybody who I'm playing with. I don't.
Oh, so they don't know you're going through this torment.
No.
Panicked.
But I go to one of the guys in one of the carts and I say, I don't have my keys. I can't find my keys. I don't think anybody would steal my car here because they probably have nicer cars. They don't. And how are you going to drive in with one and drive out with two?
Right.
How are you going to be able to do that? So
this is a Secret Service guy you've approached about your keys.
Yes, yeah. Without my keys.
Good that he's doing the job he was undoubtedly trained for.
Yeah, that's why you my keys.
Ask him to text Amtrak.
I said,
Nick,
could you? No, I didn't even ask about Nick. Weights.
I'm absolutely parched. Can you get me some water?
Nick's not even. Nick
Nick's here.
Is Nick still here?
Yeah, he was eating.
So I say I don't know where they are. Maybe I left them in the car. I describe my car. I could give them the license plates. I don't really know.
Do you mind just abandoning your post for a minute and just checking?
Just a latte with cream.
So he at various parts he just says, "Well, they're checking, and your car is still here." And I said, "It would be open if I left my keys in the car.
Oh my
the God. Car would be open, and so you could just take the keys out." So I'm sort of panicked at this point because I'm thinking to myself, the last time I had a problem with my car, I couldn't get destination assist.
Right.
Yes.
And I need destination assist because I don't know how to get anywhere without somebody telling me how to get there.
Your phone.
But the destination assist was pricey enough, and I didn't then get the full-on service assist. Where if you are stuck someplace, they will meet you and they will help you. I felt that was a little too pricey. This was now beginning to haunt me.
Now you're realizing what a good investment it
made.
Now
I'm going to sleep at Robert Trent Jones Golf Course.
Which is lovely.
Because it is lovely and they have cottages, but I'm probably not going to get back in time to do the podcast the next day, or I'm going to miss dinner and I got people coming over. Not for long because at 8 I throw people out. But I'm panicked, and I don't want anybody to see me panicked.
Well, is your game getting wrecked in the meantime? Or is it
no,
all in the
I mean, it's the same as it always is. Okay. Because I know that they're going to make merciless fun of me.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to be the object of scorn and derision like I've never been. Anyway, we finish. And
still no keys.
I have no keys.
Are you at this point fully distracted by the lack of keys?
I'm part 18. to even the match.
So you're taking care of business.
I parred 18.
But that's just because he wanted to get to the car
18,
sooner.
18's hard.
It's a definition 18, of a true pro, compartmentalized.
18 is a beautiful, beautiful downhill hole. I hit a good drive. I hit rescue to about 20 yards off the green. I putted with rescue to 1 foot.
Nice.
To go four for three to even the match.
You're welcome, Eric Trump.
I was happy about that. Now I'm done. And now I face the reality. And I say to one of the pros, and he says, the guy who took you, drove you to the range, Tanner, and I remember Tanner.
Tanner
said he saw you. No, it's just Tanner.
Oh.
Tanner said he saw you put the keys in the top right pocket. And then I look, and there are two top right-hand
what
pockets.
What kind of bag?
Which I, yes.
That's the bag's fault.
And, this is and I reach in the second one that I didn't even know was there, and there are my keys, and I can drive home.
Well, at least the Secret Service got their job done.
You tell the Secret Service, this was just a test, but you all did very, very well.
No. Testing the perimeter.
I was really happy, which leads me to questions that you must, this is, must have happened to you. These things must have happened to you where you panic.
You know what happens to me is occasionally I will put my wallet in an unusual pocket, like on my pants, and you have that 3-second span where you're like, oh my God, where is... And then you realize, but not prolonged over the course of an hour and a half like you had, where I would, and you're sort of stuck.
I hit driver very well. I mean, I was just distracted when I thought about it, and when I was distracted when I put it in the water from the sand,
well, maybe
a shot of about 50 yards.
Nice.
Totally bladed.
I feel much better knowing that the worry over car keys falling out of a golf bag happens to other golfers. Because whenever I see a golf bag, and it's usually when it's on a cart, and I leave my golf ball, the main pocket, slightly opened, I always just have this vision in my eye
that the keys
are sitting in a tuft of grass out at the farthest point from the golf course. Yeah. But for you, always worry about your keys because you never keep them in your pocket.
No,
you
I
always
don't.
Hold them in your right hand.
Well, look, his
and
key
you put
right
them
now,
down
just,
on
he comes
tables.
And just sort of puts it down.
Yeah, leave them.
So it's funny that you say that no one would ever put any valuables in that big long pocket because I
no
played,
because that's where your jacket is and it, you got to reach all the way down.
So I played 90 holes of golf this weekend, roughly.
Right,
and the entire time.
How many pars?
For me,
yeah,
or
for
just
you,
in general.
No, for you.
Is par?
Yeah,
I would say zero. No. Yeah, I made a lot of birdies.
Really,
a couple eagles.
I kept my wallet in that. In that long pocket the entire time, and I was so paranoid. Wait, I was so paranoid because all I could think of was, if I lose it, I'll never be able to get back on the plane because I have no identification, but I did it anyway.
Well, you're on TV. Also, you don't need ID.
Everybody knows you.
I also did a thing where I was trying to check in for my flight, and I had a confirmation code, and I kept putting in, and it kept saying it was wrong. So I called because I was panicked that somehow I had booked the wrong day or something, and the woman said, no, you're in here. And she said, what's your confirmation code? And I read to her, and she said, yeah, you just keep reversing the two letters in the middle of your confirmation code. You're just doing it wrong. And I was like,
you're dyslexic?
Okay, I'll just hang up now.
Had you ever known yourself to be
no,
that?
No, I just screwed it up, and then I panicked. So for 2 hours, right. I was panicked I didn't have a seat because I was
Well, they would
typing.
Pick somebody out for you.
I'd assume. Yeah. That's why I called.
Yeah.
I just kept, I yelled Wi-Fi when they
or representative.
Yeah, Wi-Fi.
Yeah. All right, so we're good. Yes?
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
How's our computer, which stalled?
Computer is operating beautifully now.
Good. So
who is better, Don or Eric?
Yeah, they're both great.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Dad, so Liz's golf bag, I took him to get his clubs re-gripped about a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Golf shoes that are crusty, 20-plus years old.
28 years old.
Used sunblock from the early 90s falling out.
Michael was
bag.
So embarrassed of me.
Dawson's Creek.
I come in there with ping eye reds from 1993.
Right.
The guys are looking down on us. Michael wanted to get in the simulator.
But
they
Malibu
hit a few
beer.
To show that he was
no
good.
No shame in hitting those square groove clubs.
Oh. We'll be on it. We'll take a break. We'll come back with news. Nigel will do the news when we return. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
This is a new sponsor. This is Sonos. Is that how it's
Sonos?
Pronounced?
Correct.
Sonos. The Sonos Play
Actually,
Base.
I think you're reading it backwards.
Yes, because it,
try that again.
It goes back.
Palindrome.
Sonos.
Right.
It's palindrome. The Sonos Play Base will put you at the center of all your favorite TV shows and movies. Plus, it plays music, so you can go from watching the game to blasting your victory song. The new Sonos One blends great sound with Amazon Alexa. I've got a couple of those. So you can use your voice to control music, podcasts, and more. Just ask. Then it gives me talking points. And it talks about the home theater, and it asks, how is the setup process? Michael set it up. Explain it.
The process was stressful, not for the actual package itself, but trying to manage the dog, the baby, and
the
explain
homeowner.
To you
homeowner,
what
yes.
I was doing and trying to figure out the Wi-Fi,
yeah,
trying to
Wi-Fi.
Get onto your household's Wi-Fi.
How has the play base changed the way you and your family enjoy TV?
It sounds great.
It does.
You're getting
great.
A full surround sound with just one system that goes neatly below the TV.
Here's a question. What do you think about being able to control music with your voice? I like it.
I'm in favor of
I'm
it.
I'm in favor yes. of that. I wish if I ate one of the Sonos bars, I'd be able to play music with my hands. But it doesn't work that way.
No, not yet.
And are there any special moments with friends or family that you've had while listening with Sonos?
It's early.
Yes.
Oh, already?
We had dinner. It was wonderful.
Well, we have the little home speaker, the Play One, in our house. And it's great because when baby boy Bootsy has,
Big baby boy
has
Bootsy.
Breakfast or when he has his dinner, we can use our voices to get sound and music. So he likes mm-hmm. listening to Baby Beluga and various pop hits.
I would like mm-hmm. to be a
pop
in other
hits
words,
from the 90s. Could,
oh, yeah.
If I just stand in the kitchen and talk to this machine, will it play music?
It will.
Absolutely.
But I have Alexa. And I have to say to Alexa, Alexa, play the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Sonos, I say the same thing.
Well, your Correct. Sonos One is Alexa capable, yeah.
Yeah, it's all yeah. hooked together.
So you're still with Alexa.
They're all talking.
Sonos is offering
Just
listeners of the Tony Kornheiser yeah. show, this show, 10% off one order of $2,500 or less for any product on Sonos.com, S-O-N-O-S, any product, a palindrome. This offer is available for a limited time only, cannot be combined with other discounts or promotions. But if you use the promo code... What is this? Tony10? Oh, capital T-O-N-Y. Capital letters T-O-N-Y 10 at Sonos.com to receive this offer. Let me repeat that because it's complicated, more complicated than usual. Capital letters T-O-N-Y 10 at Sonos.com
yes,
to receive
Tony
this
10.
Offer. We are happy with this.
Yes.
We're happy.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Gary, you mentioned that it was the Lindbrook Owls the other day, or just earlier
in the
show.
That was earlier today, in fact.
Jim Lipson, Lindbrook Owls, class of 1972. Greetings from a longtime little. It goes back to your earliest days at Newsday, when you too were a little in the company of bigs like Steve Jacobson and Stan Isaacs. While I missed the heady days of the internet show, I did manage to catch the one and only round of the Fantasy Head League draft. Did you actually refer to Mike Greenberg as a rather handsome man? Anyway, please find two tracks from my band, The Wayback Machine. We began as a sort of a Grateful Dead hippie music cover band who we did write some originals. And when I say we, I, of course, don't mean me, but my partner in crime, to whom I'm decidedly not related by marriage, Tom Woolley, proud Duke alum, but don't hold that against him. This is called You Were Right.
That's right.
This is lovely music.
Yeah, I like
it. It is.
Lovely music. Imagine how great it will sound on air to have Wilbon repeating this phrase over and over again. You were right and I was wrong. Of course, that door swings both ways. Musically, think Doug Somm and the Texas Tornado. Both tunes are from our not-so-best-selling album, Welcome to the Family. Michael, if people like Jim Lipson, Lindbrook class is 1972. Matt's out here, and he's a class of maybe the same class. Maybe Matt, do you know Jim Lipson? Yes,
yes,
he does.
Yes,
how fantastic is that? You know
wow.
him? Wow. Was he in your class?
Yes.
Small world.
No.
Connective
Ridiculously
tissue.
Small
that
world.
Is crazy.
Ridiculously small world. If people want to send us music, Michael, how do they do it?
Send your music into the show by emailing it to jingles@tonykornheisershow.com, where hopefully we can bring classmates back together.
Are we? Yes. What are we selling? We are selling Chatter t-shirts. For just $12.
Wait a minute, did you say that right?
Just $12.
$12 American dollars.
Chatter t-shirts.
Wow.
And they're
in the
boxes
show,
now.
The show motto could be every show is every day is a high school reunion
yeah.
here at the
Tony
Corner.
That's right. What are,
we
what
have our full assortment on the TK shop, shop.tonycornershow.com. But I have another announcement, if you don't mind my taking time for about a minute.
Please do.
So we had a ESPN tournament challenge for March Madness. And in the past year, it was impossible to get prizes out to listeners because it just grew so large and we weren't able to identify individuals because we don't get that info. So this is a plea. We have a top 20 in ties, and we also have a winner for last place. So if you hear your team name, please email
us
your
know.
Address.
And we have licorice for you.
We will
if
have
your name
some,
is David.
We have some
how can
mystery
we
meat.
How can we verify, though?
So if you take a screenshot, that will probably be the most secure way. I've already had a few people on this list email us just saying, will there be prizes?
There
and
are
we have
prizes.
To, we have to just
there
sort of
blood.
Put our faith in the listeners.
Okay.
So here it goes.
We have so prizes. Basically first 20 win.
We have Rocky's prizes. Piercing Bark. Cine 28 Space 2. Stone Cold Stephen F. Austin.
That's funny. That's brilliant. A good one. Brilliant.
Full Service Fishman. Sands Always Sits. And this guy's getting a special prize.
Right.
It's a great name.
Go Gophers. SC Kane 2043. I Don't Do the Internet Very Well. David E. Jones 1. Nance's Foul Shots 1. J. Jalormino 8. Little House's Gas Bill.
Little House's Gas Bill. It's great.
Eli Bangkok 1. Ron Sounds Like a Saint. Mountain Dew Code Red.
Ron Sounds Like a Saint.
Tyler Little Moore. Lost Bets and Heartaches. Do You Know Who I Am? Question mark. Steve Sands's Mom. Brackme Baby 2.
Chris Solissa.
Not That, Paul Brandt. David Hufflewaff F. And my favorite, Eat It Lace.
Now,
and now this is where it got complicated.
Special winner.
So apparently a thing in these tournament challenges is to try for last place. So a lot of people were picking UMBC because they were going against the number
too
one.
Too bad.
Yeah. And they got hosed there. So this player won by choosing Penn to win it all. So thanks for your faith in the Fighting Quakers. The quest for DFL.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And you succeeded.
Got DFL. So speaking of the quest to do anything, I have a quest to bring people into this restaurant so we can make money.
Yes.
And I think tomorrow night, I think Tuesday night, I will appear here as a celebrity bartender for an hour.
Look at that.
Oh, how about that?
I think I will come here. So if people want to see me and ask me for drinks, and
at
I'll
the country
say,
club pour.
What do I look like? You know, and I'll go to a real bartender.
Right.
But I may very well be here tomorrow night.
That's fantastic.
Tony is behind the bar, or as we call it, Say When Tuesday.
Yeah.
Is the restaurant open?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Because with the construction,
we are open. We are open for business. We are full service and for profit.
And the construction is strictly
exterior. Do you have news?
Exterior.
So I don't really care.
I do. Before I get to the news, I'd say if you are interested in doing a podcast here, you could do a podcast
from this
studio.
Yeah, you can do your own podcast here. You just have to pay a little bit of rent.
Right, and it's a very reasonable rent.
Yes.
It really is.
It's cheaper than everybody else's rent.
It absolutely is. All you have to do is email us at thetonycornizershow.com, and we'll get back to you. Tell us when you'd like to do it.
Everybody has at least 3 podcasts in them.
Yes, everybody
does. I don't know that they have 5.
Also,
but they have 3.
I have to say, somebody sent us a monkey birthday card that we're supposed to send out to somebody.
We don't need the address.
We do need the address.
We need a new envelope.
Somebody. So whoever did that, email us.
Because we signed it.
Yes, we did. And we just need the address so we can mail it out. So email us here with that.
Do you have any news at all?
What is the email, Nigel, just so people know?
My personal email or your email?
No, the email.
No, the email for the show.
Isn't it this show stinks? No, what was it?
Way to pay attention, Nigel.
Isn't it this show stinks?
No, it's mailbag at
thetonycornizershow.com.
Okay.
I'm old.
Reset the board.
These things. Yeah. Mr. Tony, we start the news with some very exciting news.
What?
There is a baby boy, not Bootsy.
Oh, the baby boy born in England?
That's right, yes. 8 pounds, 7 ounces. He is going by the name of Wilbon, apparently. That's
Wilbon?
I thought it was Lilbon.
How tall?
They have not said the height or the length, I guess, at this point.
8 pounds.
But everybody apparently is doing well. This is to
This is their third child.
Yeah, Duchess of Cambridge.
Baby boy. So he becomes third in line for the crown.
No, fifth.
Fifth in line. Yeah, because Prince Charles is still first
in line.
Prince
Charles
Charles. Right, but that's not going to happen.
Well, I'm just saying, technically,
so Prince William is second.
Yes.
Then the first son is third.
Yep. Right.
And the second son is fourth. Are you saying, does the daughter go ahead of him? Is that the new rankings?
Must be. He's fifth.
That's what I know. He's
so
fifth,
that means his sister is ahead of him. That's a change in English royalty, is it not? Is anybody familiar with English royalty here?
Wasn't
there primogeniture for 7,000 years?
There was.
That is true.
There was.
So how does this kid get to be fifth?
All right, please hold. We'll look it
up. But when the royal family switched to the designated hitter, they also changed that rule as well. So I wanted to share that news because obviously it's very exciting.
By the way, did you like the way I worked in the word primogeniture?
Excellent.
I looked over to see if Gretchen was excited by that because you don't hear that in conversation.
That is
a big word. I think
that is a Latinate right? Oh, yeah, yeah. Gretchen, I mean, that is of the Latin.
Yes.
Yes, very Latin.
Which means extremely Latin. The firstborn gets everything, right?
That's what it means.
Okay, wait, I got it. You ready? Prince of Wales. Okay, that's Charles.
Right. Well, we
Duke
that.
Of Cambridge.
That's
William.
Earl of Sandwich.
Prince George of Cambridge. That's the oldest son.
Boy George?
Yes. Prince Charlotte of Cambridge.
Princess Charlotte.
Technically
no,
princess.
No, it says prince here.
So,
prince
okay, Charlotte. So the daughter goes.
And then yes. Prince of Cambridge, this kid who was just born. And then
Donald
Prince
John.
Henry of Wales.
Donald John.
Then,
would be the kid's
then
son.
Eric. Right. Then Don right. Jr.
Right. Right. That's right.
Aaron Kushner.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kushner, the White House Correspondents' Dinner is going on.
I was not invited this year.
That actually should be the meeting.
I was not invited.
Slap.
No one at ABC thought to invite me.
And it's gotta
fine,
be an oversight.
I'm not going to be around, but I could have been invited. Chris, are you going?
Oh, you betcha.
Who's the what has it shape up this year? Who's in it?
Michelle Wolf is the entertainer.
That?
She is famous for she had an HBO comedy special.
Does anybody know Michelle Wolf?
Michelle Wolf, nice
have
lady.
To admit, I don't know.
And
that.
She was.
Did
a,
she go to school with you and Matt in Limbrook?
Limbrook High, class of 72.
She grew up in Pennsylvania and was on the Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
I don't know her.
So there
I'm
you
sorry.
Go.
So I will say this: Donald John Trump will not be there, and in an epic. Troll will be in Washington, Michigan, doing a rally at the same time with normal Americans, in
right.
his words.
Right.
Sarah Sanders will be there, the White House press secretary. And I will say this in defense of the entertainment. Last year
well, she
was...
Looks, well, she might be great.
Sure
last
she's
year,
great.
Well, sure it's great. Not. I mean, it's not Stephen Colbert.
Okay.
Last year was Hasan Minhaj. Minhaj.
I know Nicki Minaj.
And he is a Daily Show correspondent, and he was amazing. Really funny.
Okay.
So, funny. I'm optimistic.
Not
funny
as
like
my
funny like
but
ha-ha.
You're going to go.
Yeah, I have white tux tails.
Fantastic.
Top hat, monocle.
Well, that's
what people
need.
Expect from me.
Cane. Got to have the cane.
Gold. Got like a
cane.
William Zanzinger
monocle.
Type cane.
That's really good.
Yeah, will you be doing your little blog thing or whatever it is you do while you're there?
You know, I know what
will
you're
you
doing. You're trying
tweeting?
To hurt me.
Will you be live tweeting? Are you allowed to do that?
So, Tone, it's an interesting question. You are allowed to do it. The Washington Hilton, which is the room that it is held in, is maybe
biggest room in the city.
Maybe the worst. It's like 200 feet underground,
yeah,
and maybe the worst reception,
okay,
oh, yeah.
Wireless
yeah,
reception.
Yeah, you can't,
so
you can't
I, basically what happens is I send tweets and then all of them go out at one time at like 11:30 when no
yeah.
one cares.
Okay.
So
okay.
yes, I will be.
Do we have any other news?
We do indeed. The Nationals did not have the best of weekends.
Their bullpen stinks. I can't live with it.
They lost 4-3, losing 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers.
Can I just tell you that right now, and I'm going to get off the Nats because it's painful for me. There are 30 teams in Major League Baseball,
mm-hmm.
30. 19 of the 30 have a better record than the Washington Nationals
wow.
right now. 19 of 30 have a better record, and 3 in their own division have a better
yeah,
record.
Yeah, they're in fourth place.
Three in their
five
own
out.
Division.
Five
if,
out.
If we said, well, it's still April, should we not be worried, what would you say to that?
I would go along with that. I would. Well, that's two
no,
parts.
No, you have to be worried.
It is still April. It is still April. Yes.
Yes.
She cannot
this,
be worse.
Happens,
no,
like that.
No,
this happens
bullpen.
Every year in your division. You always have 2 or 3 teams like the Phillies and the Braves who get out above 500, and they come back down to the line a little bit. The Nats, I don't care about the record. I care about how they're playing.
They
had another
Rendon
great start
just,
by Helixson, and you look at
that's right, ruined it.
You look at his face in the dugout
so
as they
pissed.
Kept scanning to him with the bullpen, and he's... He deserved another win after
yep.
getting hosed last week.
Well,
too.
Move on. We need to move on.
Rendon,
how about Mike Leigh Taylor?
Rendon, Eaton,
he had a home run.
Yeah.
Rendon, well, Eaton, Murphy, all on the DL.
Right. Now, at the moment,
but
for Nats fans,
that's where Eaton resides.
Zimmerman, Taylor, and Turner have begun to
hitting.
Hit a little bit.
Yeah.
Have begun to hit a little bit.
Yeah, Spurrier would point out, not the worst team in the league.
No, some are better, no, some are worse.
No, yeah,
not too good.
Well put, bowl coach. Jay Feely, speaking of football, what? Is in, I don't want to say in trouble, but he has had to apologize yes. after posing for a picture with his daughter and her date on prom night with a pistol in his hand.
Why would you do
said,
that?
Wishing my beautiful daughter and her date a great time at prom, hashtag bad boys. Now, what I think he was obviously trying to play a joke, and I think he was
referring- What was the joke?
I think he was referring to the movie Bad Boys 2, in which a girl is about to go on a date with a guy, and Will Smith and Martin Lawrence threaten him with a gun, and it's like this big thing. And it's
never, actually, never not funny.
It's yeah. in, it's inappropriate.
There yes. was a Bad Boys
and
2.
And by the way,
and there'll be a Bad Boys 3
Jay
as well.
Feely has a career on TV, yes. if I'm not
mistaken. CBS has not commented on this yet.
Yeah, they're not going to be thrilled.
Yeah, mm-hmm. no, I wouldn't
And
say.
That picture, as all pictures on the internet, live forever.
And yes. he has apologized.
He said the prompt picture
especially,
I posted.
Especially given the fact that some... Yeah. Maniac yep. went House. Into a Waffle House and yep. shot and killed people.
As he said, the prom picture I posted was obviously intended to be a joke.
Well, it's not maybe that not funny.
My daughter has dated a boyfriend for over a year, and they knew I was joking. I take gun safety seriously. The gun was not loaded.
That's
had
not
no
the
clip
point.
On it, but
it's not the point.
Yeah,
that
it's
just gun safety.
It's just not funny
gun
right now.
Gun safety yeah. is not the point.
No, no. I would like to turn your attention to a Delta flight from London to Salt Lake City. That got a bit interesting for everyone.
Wow, that's a route? London to Salt Lake?
Oh, yeah, that's the main hub for
Non-stop?
Them. Yeah, non-stop. London okay. to Salt Lake.
I'm surprised to hear
most
that.
People from England, when we come to your country...
London to Provo.
We go straight to Provo or Salt Lake City. And there was a woman named Sarah Beach who was getting a little rambunctious on the flight. Right. She knocked over a drink cart, poured coffee on passengers, what? And then ran up and down.
Poured coffee on people?
What? Yes.
Well, wow. She was having a bit of a rough day.
Okay,
rough
so she was subdued.
Well, after the chaos took place, she was requested to sit next to an air marshal seated in the back of the plane. Initially,
there's always an air marshal.
Initially, Beach was cooperative, but after a trip back from the bathroom, she had literally approached the marshal from behind and jumped on his back while grabbing his head, neck, and jawline. That meant a second air marshal, and I didn't realize there were two air marshals in
Good.
These planes. He pulled her off, and another man put her in handcuffs for the remainder
yes.
of
yes.
the flight. Yes, as one said, Nichols, this one other passenger, spoke to the 45-year-old woman who stated that she has a lot going on in her life.
Oh,
so that was the reason.
So true. Can I tell a quick plane story
yeah,
that you'll appreciate?
We'll
okay.
Here.
Yesterday, we're flying back. It's an hour-long flight, JetBlue. I'm of course, seated in the luxury 24C, one seat from the bathroom in the okay. back. This kid who's like 25 keeps getting up. He gets up 5 or 6 times during the flight and uses the bathroom. I'm like, what's going on? So the plane lands, we're taxiing. He immediately gets up and goes to the bathroom, but we no longer have the ambient noise of the jet. You know, the engines are now like way revved down. All you hear is,
oh, really? He's throwing up,
vomiting
oh, really?
Violently and repeatedly oh. as we're all waiting to. It was so gross.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah that's really a great
enjoy,
way to get
enjoy
out.
Your
enjoy
egg,
your everybody. Breakfast, everybody. We'll be back with Old Guy Radio. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Why are we doing this for Old Guy?
Because you were speaking about this song the other day with
I love
Chris.
This song. This is Bob Dylan.
So good.
And there's one line in this song that I like better than any other line. Do we have enough time to hear that line?
What
I
is
think
the
I'm
song
gonna
called?
Let you pass. So you'll go most likely you'll go your way.
The
very,
I think it's the very end of the minute of the song we play.
This is when Bob Dylan was singing like Bob Dylan.
Yes.
When people said, what's he doing? I just love that. And who's been left behind?
This is from Blonde on Blonde.
Okay.
It came out in 1966.
So it's just, it's the intonation of it. It's Bob Dylan in a relationship.
As I heard this, it sounded remarkably like Do You Know What I Mean? By Lee Michaels.
Yeah.
It had the same sort of rhythm
it's,
to it.
It's Bob Dylan in a relationship that he has gotten sick of. And he goes, I think I'm going to let you pass. That's it. That's it. I'm going to let you pass. So I was singing that to myself and saying it for like the last 48 hours. We have golf stories. We have golf. Michael, talk about the team. Talk about where you went. Talk about how far you drove on Saturday.
Saturday, 4.5 total hours in the car, where I made the mistake of relying too much on technology. So I find out we're playing for the Maryland State Golf Team team matches in Cumberland. So the first thing I do is just I Google Maps Cumberland Golf, because I don't know if it's going to be a... I didn't check to see if it's a golf club, country club. So that's why I made the mistake of thinking a Maryland State match event would be in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
which is not just in Pennsylvania. It's an hour and a quarter.
And I tried to convince myself, well, it's a remote area. Maybe they could get access to the Maryland State Golf Association for handicap and tournament purposes. I'm an idiot. I should have just Googled Cumberland Country Club, which fittingly is in Cumberland, Maryland.
It is so far out there. It's about 10 miles from Frostburg, where Greg Garcia went to school. It's the end of the state. It is 50 miles past where West Virginia cuts in.
And
it is really out there.
Like, consistently 20 degrees colder
I said to Michael, it's in the mountains. Whatever
they
it says Washington.
This past week.
Yeah, whatever it says Washington's going to be, you subtract 15 and add
But
win.
That trip reminded me of what's so great about these team matches. And I now realize this. When you get to a certain age, you're no longer part of like a high school team, a college team. So anything that can get you back to that team environment, you thrive under that. You really feel energized. So I got to drive out with two of my friends from Columbia, Sam Spikel, my partner, and Colin St. Maxon's, and you're reliving those college team days where you're all in the bus together,
road trip,
the van together. Yep. And then also you go out to a new course, and our hosts were really solid players. You typically get guys who are very good at their home course, who can chip and putt, and they're intentionally leaving their golf balls in the spots where you can get up and down. And this is a mountainous course, so the golf ball's flying off of hills. And they were just great hosts. So that's the other thing, you get to meet just interesting characters and players along the way.
So now the Columbia won that match.
We won that match. That brought us to playing University of Maryland. I played again with Sam Spikel. And this is a three-point match. You get one for the front, you get one for the back, and one for the overall.
Here's what happened to Michael. Buzzer beaters against Michael. Go ahead.
So we are all square going to the ninth hole, a reachable par five. My playing partner, Sam Spikel, has about 35 feet for eagle. He lips out the putt, so it's a conceded four. We're feeling pretty good. Our opponents have a 20-footer and a 40-footer. The 40-footer goes straight in the hole. See you on 10T. We both get a half a point. Okay, we're still fighting. We are one up on the back nine, one up on the 18, going into the 15, 16, 17, 18 stretch. Maryland is an awesome design. We have a reachable par five. My playing partner gets unlucky with a chip that doesn't go down the hill. He then gets unlucky on a short par four where he's just off the green and doesn't convert. They convert the birdie. So we go to 18, all square. 2 points are available if you're able to win that hole. Sam is on the green. I have given myself about an eight-footer straight uphill, feeling pretty good for par. Both of our playing our opponents are off the green. Our playing opponent chips in from 35 yards with about 25 people watching.
Chips in!
And so Sam gives it a run, but that was a big two-point swing. Luckily, our team still won. But that, you have to expect the unexpected in these matches.
So on 9 and 18, you get beat by
That's pretty
phenomenal
big time.
Shots.
You get beat so you that. Guys move on?
Correct. We play this Saturday, I think, at Beaver Creek.
Now, speaking of keeping the golf theme, you're playing. You're not playing today.
Well, we are.
We have an event. We have an event
yes.
at Whiskey Creek.
Yes.
The Flying Dog event, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Flying Dog.
And
Brett
is here to drive you.
Well, so Brett and I play with Billy Litz, my accountant, and also a friend of the show. We do it every year.
Billy out of prison these days?
And with Michael as well. Michael and I should point out, won last year. And by won, I mean tied for second place.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tiebreaker.
Are you going to play today?
I was scheduled to play, but I have a wonderful wife at home who let me drive a total of 6 hours this weekend while she handled the baby
and
boy.
And it is the wine tyrant's birthday today.
I figured as her big birthday present, I would stay home and
well,
help
maybe
her out
she
today.
Would rather you go and play.
Hmm.
I mean, that would be
that would be great.
No, I'm gonna set up a really nice dinner at home.
We got a lesser fourth, and I still cannot play.
You have bad shoulders.
But
still.
I can drink.
Yeah, which is important.
So, yeah, and it is a Flying Dog is a local brewery. Microbrewery sponsored, so there's always good beer and good food there. It's at Whiskey Creek, which is a nice course.
Elizabeth is going to play.
That's yes. right.
Elizabeth, my daughter is going to play. Elizabeth, come over here to the microphone. Liz is going.
She said, "Oh God."
Yeah, Liz is going to play, and Liz, describe in great detail, if you could, how often you have played a full 18 holes of golf.
Once,
and how did you do?
I didn't kill anyone.
Okay, good.
That's a win.
Yeah.
So that's better than I can say about my weekend.
This is a scramble. So you can wherever the ball is best.
Well,
played,
this is actually.
But you'll be able to putt.
It's, well, let's just say I'm basically going to be doing what Gary's doing,
which is
drinking
excellent.
In the car. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
It's actually not. What do they call this? A two man shamble?
Shamble.
A shambly?
And it's a two man shamble.
Shambly?
So they're two man teams. Both players tee off, and then you each play your own ball from the best shot.
Oh, okay.
And then you play best ball.
Okay.
So you can swing a bit.
I don't know what
that
is.
That's a bet. Michael was playing.
That's a bet.
Oh. Nassau golf term.
No, just scream Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
I would love to play golf match against Eliza.
So
no, you would not.
I played
against,
on...
You would, yes.
You would hate me to play.
I played on Saturday and Sunday.
Constant talking.
We've talked about this before. There are a lot of people here today from Albany. It's just a strange group,
and
Binghamton and Albany. And at this period of time, in late April, in Binghamton and Albany, it's cold.
Oh, you
sure? It's
still
always cold. Yeah. But it's not supposed to be that cold here. Mm. I am not supposed to be playing in pants and layers and sweater. No, that's not.
Looking like Steve Bannon.
That is not supposed to happen. And it has been, this has been our spring here. It's been very cold. On a Saturday, I went out to try this new driver from last year that I couldn't hit last year. I couldn't hit it. And they put in a new shaft, and they said maybe this will be better. There are 14 times in a golf round that you can take driver out.
And there's sometimes in a par 3 for you.
A par 3 for me if it's 200.
15.
If it's 200.
Fair.
No, but not at Columbia. I don't need the driver at Columbia on the par 3s. And I hit two shots in the fairway. Two with this.
Is that
with
good?
This driver. No.
Oh.
And then I put it away, and I played yesterday, and I took out the old technology, which is my TaylorMade rocket ball driver, which is what, Michael, 6 or 7 years old at this point?
I would
point?
Say older than that.
Maybe older than that. Yeah. I hit it
bubble
in the
shaft.
Fairway every time.
Well,
why is that?
Mental.
I actually think that rocket ball driver is lighter, and that's just helping you stay in balance. I think the driver that we have not named for specific reasons.
We have not.
I think if we actually tuned it up for you, you'd be fine with it.
I went to the range with it and hit it a little bit, and I just could not hit it on the course at all. And like, I'm not, as you can imagine, I'm not getting any better. I'm trying to hold back really badness. I'm trying to
the
stay.
The creeping maw.
I'm trying to stay at 18 and not go to 22.
Yeah. I don't know. Your game's like dropped a lot in the last 6 months.
It's terrible, right?
Yeah.
Like, you used to describe me as a good bad player, and now I'm just a bad player.
Right. You used to always have a par putt. It would be, you know, a 30-footer, but you made comfortable bogeys on almost every hole that you weren't in with a four or par.
And I'm not even close now, and I can't get in and out of sand. I can't.
Well, you can get in the
sand.
You can
get
in
sand. I can't get out of sand. I'm bad at sand. But I like, it's something I really like to do. Now, I'm looking at Chris.
Yes.
You're saying that you're terrible, but you like to do it.
I played, 18, 8, 36, 72. I played about 90 total holes from Friday to Sunday.
You loved it.
And I hit 30 good shots. 28 of them were irons.
Yeah.
Two were putts. I didn't hit one good driver.
Were
but
any
it's,
of the guys you were playing with good?
Good, yes. There are two guys, Robbie Moser.
It's hard when you're playing with good players.
And John Scribner, who are both excellent, who I played with on Saturday morning at the Ocean Course, which is absolutely beautiful, and if you like golf, you should play there. And
you
they're
have no
both...
right playing that golf course.
No, none. It's the caddies, clearly. And by the way, it was blowing about 25.
That might help you.
Well, it didn't,
keep the
Michael.
Ball out of the ocean.
I think it's always blowing there.
They are both quite good. They're both like probably like somewhere between about 5 and 8.
Yeah, that's good.
So good there was one time I hit the ball and I was I found it and I was, this is no exaggeration, I was closer to the literal ocean than I was to any green space. Like I was on a beach, people were running
it's
by
like Mark Calcavecchia in 91.
People were running by me. There were people flying kites and I was just out there trying to hit the ball.
Those
knickers,
are the shots they take at Torrey Pines.
I mean,
where they go down the bluff
just,
and people are out there
I was,
with their
there's,
dogs.
There's just a massive
with their
beach
dogs.
There. Yeah. It's the ocean.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying name. To whack away at it.
So, did you think about just staying there and just, well, maybe get a drink out
I,
here?
Honestly, I took it a few times. I did this. Yeah. I just took it and I threw it
that's
rather than
do.
Hit it.
Don't worry
I just threw it's it okay. as far as I could.
So I'm caught up on the Americans. I'm just going to mention this briefly.
Oh, yes.
I'm caught up on the Americans. and it's the only show I watch.
Right.
I don't watch a lot of television. I watch news. I watch sports. I go through the movie dial. If I land on something I like, I stay with it for 20 minutes.
This is the only show
you're
actually involved
in. This is the only show that I watch. I'm done. I'm through 4 episodes. I think it's only 9. It's the finale, and it's only 9.
I think you're right, yes.
And I'm going to, this is not a spoiler alert, because these things have been out there. Have you watched all 4?
I have.
All right. Elizabeth is a killing machine.
That's all she does.
She has turned totally crazy. She's killing, and she's, I feel that the show will end in a bad way for her.
Yes,
I'm not sure she will be waving goodbye on the last show.
No.
But there's another thing that's happening now that I see the turn. I've begun to see the turn. Philip had expanded his business. You could do worse. You could buy a restaurant.
Yep.
But he expanded his travel business, and it's not going well. And he's thinking of having to pull his son, Henry, out of boarding school. And that means that Philip is ready to do something for money that you never thought he would do.
Yes.
Which is turn from the Russians to the Americans. I see that coming.
Yeah.
I see that being the great conflict with his wife.
Yeah.
And I see it ending horrifically.
And they have brilliantly played that out over the years, because he is often / always been the less hardcore of the two. Remember, he had the doubts about the whole thing a couple of years ago.
And now I can see him going to Stan.
Yes.
I can see him going to Stan.
And by the way, getting no support from Elizabeth.
When she's nuts now.
When he's like, she's like, what's wrong? He's like, well, I think we overextended the business, and I just don't think I made it.
She says, I'm tired.
She's like, you'll
I'm
figure it out.
I'm tired. Leave me alone.
Sleep. He's like,
I'm tired.
My life is falling apart. Yeah. So
I think that's going there.
Yeah, and there will be a split because Paige now is a disciple of Elizabeth completely.
I think it's going to end really badly, and it's going to make me unhappy.
Everything ends badly,
Tom. Because I was sort of hoping
Tom.
It would end at Disneyland and everybody be happy.
But it might be for Philip. But Elizabeth,
I don't know.
She can't live in this world.
Wake up next to Bob Newhart.
I don't know. Yeah.
I will just say.
That'd be great.
We would like to recommend. I know Chris and I are watching Homeland, which I'm very excited about.
You got to get back in.
Yeah, I would plead you to get back in. It's a lot of fun. Right. And also, what was it? Pastor Tim?
Pastor Tim.
Played by, who you met, Kelly O'Coin.
Yeah.
His character, Dollar Bill, on the show Billions, it's the complete opposite of Pastor Tim.
He's local for us.
And he
says, why do you hate me? And I said, I don't
Pastor
hate
Tim,
him.
He needs
Pastor
to get
Tim.
It.
But Dollar Bill, yeah, you've got to watch Billions.
All
he's great.
We'll get out of here. We will come back. We will do a jingle. We'll do some email. And I think I've taken most of the pictures. I'll take more
yes,
now.
Yes, I believe the jingle is called Portly Patrick Reed.
Fantastic. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
You're listening to The Tony Kornheiser Show.
Where's the putter that his teammate used to own? He was twice suspended from the schools for which he won. It's quite clear he's a player with great skills, but often he reports a score that looks like Kim Jong-il's. Shush the Euro fans who found him very rude. Even KJ Onstead is reviled by his moves. He drops F-bombs, utters homophobic slurs, and there's no explanation for his horrible pink shirt.
That shirt was terrible.
The patrons glower when they see him birdie. They make it clear that they'd like anyone but him. The patrons scowl when he fails to rinse it. They have no love, 'cause he's not a hometown hero. Portly Patrick Reed. He had the final round well in hand and made Rory run and hide.
Brad Weiss, that's a very, very great song.
We can only hope that this is now going to, that now for Portly every Patrick major Reed. Winner, hopefully we will get a.
Can I say, I've said this a million times about Patrick Reed. I would not want a room with him on the road, but I'd want him on my team. Mm-hmm. He's really competitive.
He was so good in the Ryder Cup against Rory. That was awesome.
He's beaten Rory's brains out twice in a very big stage on the Ryder Cup and in the Masters final round. Twice. We're in the mailbag now. Let me thank the sponsors, SeatGeek and Sonos.
Yes, we love Sonos.
It's brand new. We're happy. Fantastic. Remember to listen and subscribe. new and archived episodes of the Tony Kornheiser Show wherever you listen to podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Play. If you listen to the show through iTunes, please leave us
a review.
Big news.
Your daughter just dropped off a winning Monopoly ticket.
Oh,
really? For a two-month member subscription for an online culinary school, Rooksby. R-O-U-X-B-E.
How about
a
that?
A winning ticket.
Teddy Ruxpin?
We got it. That's very good.
It is. Doesn't matter if we want it or not.
No,
we
need
like
it.
To win.
From Dan Holzhauer in Elmont,
winning.
New York,
hashtag
which is on Long Island. Elmont is right. Part of Belmont Racetrack is in Elmont and part is in Queens. It seems like this new wine rating system is right up your alley. I can't wait until it bleeds into the rest of your life and we get ratings for everything around you. Uber, thumbs down. Purple Line, thumbs down. Les Boulets, thumbs down. Chris Saliza, thumbs down. No. Those are your ratings. Thumbs up for Chris Saliza. Yeah,
thumbs medium.
Marcus
in
Phoenix.
Finger up.
Sludgily paste can also be used to describe Saliza on the treadmill.
Oh, come on.
Jolene Wojcik. Along the lines of you dreading hearing someone say which one is McEnroe and which one is Borg for the Borg versus McEnroe tennis movie, things overheard at the Masters. Who is this guy as Gary Player is putting on 18 in his last round at the Masters? How many rounds do they play? And finally, where are they playing the Masters next year?
little place in Georgia.
That's
where
a great
are
question.
They
Amazing.
Playing the Masters next
That's a great
year?
How many
question.
House members are running for re-election? All of them.
Jim Flynn in Colebrook, Connecticut. When I went to the Social Security office, they offered me a different deal, regular payout or Monopoly game pieces. I went with the game pieces. I won $1 million. From Justin Johnson in Arlington, Virginia, fact or fiction, Dusty has a toothpick in his mouth right now. Dusty does.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
all the time.
Guy. Yeah.
From David Gamble, a t-shirt that I think would sell well would have hashtag not a pervert printed on the front and a small TK logo printed just below the neck on the back. From
like
Calvin Lee in Grand Valley, Ontario, here's my belated submission for making Shinebox profitable. Daily little menus, for example, Sansi Sundays, breadsticks and dimpled matzo balls, Florida Man Fridays, you'll need to keep some live alligators on hand for this one, Diesel Dailies, this is an obvious one, hot garbage served with a shot of Malibu rum, or yep. a limited time special, Dear Daddy Days, if you are both a daddy and a deer, your children deer get free entrees of garden fresh tomatoes, unrefrigerated, of course, with the purchase of a Diesel Daily. So the possibilities are endless.
How about this? Celebrity Bartender, Tuesday night.
I'm
right
going to do that.
Yes.
I'll do an hour. I'll do an hour. Joe Bianchino, back from Latham, New York. So how do we hear from him again?
Yeah, Joe
That's
P.
near Albany. After hearing the suggestion that you record an audio vision of Nigel's forthcoming book, I couldn't help but imagine how it would go, and here's what I would come up with. There once was a brave sea cat named Simon, who I add parenthetically should have been named Salty. It was the year 1949, and the cat found his way onto the HMS Amethyst, which in the area of critical commentary is a terrible name for a warship. Just awful beyond words. Whatever happened to naming these things after cities or something strong and imposing? Titanic. Great name, not a great ending, a little bit like Phil Spector. Anyway, the HMS Amethyst, which is so hard to say, who wrote this copy, was attacked, and instead of running away, the cat, and you know, we see where this is going, right? Get me out of here.
So good.
From Jeff Cawley in Alexandria, Virginia, on Friday, that was last Friday, you read a note from somebody who had received a challenge coin from Admiral McRaven, Chancellor of the University of Texas. That is the same admiral who commanded Special Operations Command during the Osama bin Laden raid.
Ooh.
I also remember you telling a story about the two of you sharing a table at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and he identified himself only as Bill. That's a long time ago.
It is.
I have forgotten everything.
Yeah.
Chris, will you invite me as your guest?
Absolutely.
Thank
I'd love
you.
To have you.
I don't have a ticket for you.
Tony, hello. My name is Robert Acker. I went to Cuyuma from 1972 to 1979, the year it closed. I just started reading Keith Glass's book. I met Keith a few times, but mostly it was a friend of my older brother who I think he coached in the KIT tournament. I think my brother won the MVP. You say in the foreword that your aunt and uncle owned the camp. Were Arnie and Shirley your aunt and uncle? Yes. By the way, after Cuyuma closed, I went to Echo Lark. Yes, across the lake for a couple of summers. At the first visiting day, I wore a Cuyuma t-shirt. Arnie and Shirley came to that first visiting day. When they saw my true allegiance to Cuyuma, they got a little emotional. That's a very lovely email.
It is.
From Robert Acker, who I don't know, but that's very nice. If you're out of your bike tonight, everyone, as always, do wear white.
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
Thanks, everybody!
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Well, we put in the Shenandoah, just south of Berryville. We've been planning this trip for a real long time, four friends in an old canoe. Well, we got packed up, we got cold beer, got everything we could need. good old boys, and once it slipped, floating with the breeze. Well, we floated a ways, and before you know it, seemed lost as we could be. We had left behind all civilization. Ryan wondered where this would lead. Right then it got deathly quiet as we heard that banjo play. Brian's eyes were as big as a horse. That's when we heard him say, paddle faster, paddle faster. Don't leave me behind with these banjo people, these hillbillies I hear. Paddle faster, paddle faster. Don't leave me behind with these banjo people, these hillbillies I hear. Up around the bend, but that's when they pulled us in. Brian's face was white as a ghost. That's when he saw us grin. And they said, well, hello, folks. Why are you late? You know this river party. You can't wait. So we all looked at Brian, repeated the words he said. Paddle faster, paddle faster. Don't leave me behind with these banjo people, these hillbillies I hear. Paddle faster, paddle faster. Don't leave me behind with these banjo people, these hillbillies I fear.
Of opinion, it was bothering me. You defended your position, but I didn't agree. Turns out I was mistaken, as wrong as can be. Now I'm ready to admit it for the world to see. You were right and I was wrong. There I said it. Now let's get back to getting along. We put it all behind us and let's move on. You were right. Nobody knows it all, and I ain't lying. You taught me just a thing or two, there's no denying. But the day we stop learning is the day we start dying. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm not done trying. You were right, and I was wrong. Now get over it, and let's get back to getting along. We'll put it all behind us, and let's move on. You were right, and I was wrong. To lose an argument, and you do too. But our friendship's more important than our pride is true. I value your opinion, I swear I do. Just the same, I hope tomorrow that I'll hear it from you. You were right, and I was wrong. See how it feels. Now let's get back to getting along. We put it all behind us, and let's move.